Hello, everyone. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, and you are listening to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, the movie edition. Black brother, and I'm here with my co-host and partner and movie critic Alicia.
Hello.
And we're tired and exhausted because we just finished seeing Fast and Furious 8, Fate of the Furious, or something
like
that.
So,
this is an Alicia movie.
Yeah.
So we decided to check it out. And so, you know, it's seven of them. A lot of these was very exciting and good and, you know, just great characters built on there. Jason Statham.
Yeah.
The Rock. You know,
yeah.
You know, just.
Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson.
Great, you know, Ludacris on there. Mm-hmm. Just some good characters. And, you know, the previous ones was, you know, a lot of good action in different countries. And this one took you to a couple of different countries.
Yeah, it did disappoint. It did disappoint you when it goes to different places, you know.
So, since this is Alicia's movie.
Yes,
I'm going to have her start us off on what she thought about the movie. You know, just thought about the movie.
Well, honest and truthfully, you know, the only reason why I wanted to see this movie because of the fast cars and all the special effects, because they always have the great special effects with the cars. And then, you know, they always start at the beginning with them raunchy little women, you know, wearing them little panties and swimsuits and stuff like that. But overall, I love the fact that Dwayne Johnson was there and Helen Mirren was the mom.
Yeah, she was great. I love her.
I love her.
I love her in anything anyway.
So it was like really exciting. Of course, I cannot stand Vin Diesel. You know, I don't understand why they continue to put him in there. But again, this is probably the only movies he's gonna ever do besides the other movies.
Yeah, and what movies are they?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the kind of don't think, can't talk kind of movies.
What kind of movie is it? What's the name of the movies that he's in?
What's the other one he did? It just came out. I can't remember it. What the name of that one?
That's
was.
The point.
He's like, since you can't think about where he's in, he's not that important in the movie.
Obviously not.
So. But the cars were amazing. They always have the nice car. They were in. What was so nice was that when they were in Cuba, they really did that, the history of the cars there. You've seen the old cars
yep.
lined up, and it was very colorful.
Yep.
It was very, very colorful.
So it was sunny, it was bright.
The clothes were colorful. The
houses.
Yes.
Yeah,
the cars.
The cars.
Yes. Yeah, yes. It was really colorful, and they did a great job in showing Cuba at the very beginning. Also was the.
What's that?
Oh goodness! When he did the, they had to show the store, the toy shop they call it, where all the cars was in there, just stacked
up.
Oh,
so with the FBI or Secret Service or whoever they were, and how they, you know, confiscated cars.
Yes, yes.
From
drug deals.
Drug
yeah,
deals
yeah, from
and,
situations.
You know, whatever they pulled up.
Yeah.
And they had them like stacked in like little small like elevators.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And it was all types of cars there. It was just, you know, it, like a candy shop, just like you said.
Yeah, they called it a toy shop.
Yeah, the toy store or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just everywhere.
Overall, the storyline was not good. That was really stupid. They kidnap his ex-girlfriend with the baby and she didn't know, he didn't know he had a baby. And I was like, I mean, kind of knew kind of somebody was taken. I was thinking it was his sister, mm-hmm. but it was his girlfriend and didn't know that she had a baby. I mean, it was, I was not impressed. I mean, the last one was better.
Yeah. I got to say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the special effects wasn't all that exciting. Dwayne Johnson was, of course, everybody loved Dwayne Johnson. I thought the part of the soccer team, the girls were doing their little rant. I thought that was adorable. That was real funny.
That was like like a Samoan chant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
That's a tradition with all Hawaiian, Samoan, you know.
And the girls were looking cute because they had the evil face. Mm. You know, I mean, there was a couple of little parts. Kirk Russell. Mm-hmm. Kirk Russell, it's nice to see him again.
Yeah, he's getting some roles.
I mean, he's gotten popular this year, so he did two roles in his old ass.
Yep. But he did it well.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And Clint Eastwood's son was right beside him.
Yeah, that was kind of different.
And I was like, Clint Eastwood. I said, oh, that's Clint Eastwood's son. And he's like, I said, look, he looked just like his dad.
Yep, in his younger years. Sure does. That's what he looked like.
He looked just like his dad. I mean, shoot. There's nothing really to say good about this movie. It was all right. It wasn't even all right. It was just the stars was in there.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that's your opinion on it, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I mean, considering, you know, there's people who, it made a lot of money. I think it made more money overseas. But, you know, it was interesting, so...
Well, you know, cars are hot over there, too. You know, you can speed in overseas and Autobahn and other places.
Not everywhere, though. So, you still got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
What do you think?
Me. So, the movie. If you don't know, he considered a family, you know, Ludacris and all the other... characters. This is his family, and he's really starting to have his new girlfriend.
They were on a honeymoon.
They was on a honeymoon in Cuba, and so Vin Diesel, the main character, gets stopped by someone, and come to find out, she's threatened him. You don't see what she threatened him with, but she gives him the cell phone, and he looks at it, and she said, "We'll be seeing soon," you know. Then all of a sudden he's working for her, stealing like some big time, you know, bombs and nuclear suitcases and stuff like that. And, you know, they went on a mission together with The Rock because it's the one person that they said is stealing these things. And I think her name is Cypher, which was Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I love her though. She's She's a great
actress. Yeah, she is.
She was cool on it. She wasn't great, but she was pretty cool.
It's almost like everybody had to do some kind of flop movie.
It's just commitment.
It's
like movie commitments.
Right.
So
right.
And so he turns against them because there's a secret that she had against him, and sooner or later through the movie you find out. So like Leisha said, his old girlfriend, which was the cop in I think Fast and Furious 5.
It was
or 6.
Yeah, one of the two.
I think it was 5 because she wasn't in 7. So it was either 6 or 5. But she was a cop and they got together, but all of a sudden he was on your honeymoon and I didn't want to let you know that I was pregnant having a child.
Yep, that's what
it gets. So he didn't even bother. You know, I'm like, what the hell is this going
on? Yeah.
So that was kind of weird too, but overall it was people that they were going up against through the years worked for Cypher. It was part of her team, and this was a way of getting revenge and getting a nuclear submarine, which was like, what a stupid ass movie concept. Stupid as hell. So anyway, so look at the overall movie. So I love going into action movies, exciting movies, things with special effects. I do enjoy those.
Right.
This movie was the worst of the Fast and Furious. The worst. I don't sleep in movies. Even when they average, I fell asleep in there and still said, is this shit still playing?
Yeah.
It was so awful. Awful. Storyline, dumb acting, people, oh, you love me. You wouldn't do this to me. And, you know, this is Vin Diesel is the younger damn Sylvester Stallone. So he's, you know, and Sylvester Stallone is, and he's like, I'm like,
oh my God.
God, you fucking kill me, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an awful, awful movie.
Oh, my God.
Is
goodness.
It exciting? If you don't notice that half or three quarters of this movie was CGI, it was.
Oh, it was bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
The cars were CGI.
Yeah, it was
most
bad.
Most of the
was
other
obvious.
Ones were not CGI. These were real freaking cars. And yeah. They were smashing up. These were CGI cars.
Yeah.
And they put in like a big ass rolling pin or no, not rolling pin, demolition ball. And where the hell did that come from? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I
how
saw
the
it in the previews.
It? How
I thought they was going to show like, look, this
Let's
is I got to set up.
Yep, exactly.
It just came out of nowhere and then it came back and they didn't get hit. You know, obviously they didn't get hit. And the other cars saw the first cars get hit but didn't get out of the goddamn way. So they got hit again. So it was just stupidity. All food is, oh my God.
Yeah, that
was
kind of funny.
Awful. Then Jason Statham and his brother is up like 50,000 feet in the air on some flying thing, and they fly into the goddamn airplane.
Yep, they sure did.
What the hell is that?
Yeah,
they fly into the damn airplane.
You didn't even know where it came from. What idea? Why did they do it?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, they didn't show you any reason.
They just show up.
Yeah, they just.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then she says, well, he can't get me because only one of us has a
parachute.
And she just jumps out the goddamn plane. This was one of the most awful movies. If I didn't see any of the Fast and the Furious, I would have said, I know I shouldn't have showed up. I would have left. But because I saw most of the series, I just wanted to see where it landed up. And it landed up ignorant and just... You don't want to see no more of this.
Yeah,
because they're trying to put it over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just...
Last year was the last one was really
good. The seven
good.
Was good. I think the seven, if they would have stopped the dedication of the guy who died, it would have been a much better movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it because, you know, he died and they wanted to.
And they made so much money from the last one. They figured that since they made so much money from the last one, they can.
No, Vin Diesel just needed another movie so he can get paid because he's.
Because he ain't got another work to do.
Triple X one that he's on. And it was just awful. Everything he does is just pretty much awful because he's the same person in all of them. The best movie he's in. Is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That's the best movie that Vin Diesel is in. You know why? Because all he says is, I am Groot. Wow. Academy Award winning quote.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets with him. It was awful. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
So, a big up to Cinemile, the British couple. I love them. So, big up to them. When I heard theirs, I still said, maybe I still should see it. Should have took their advice. All they were saying was stupid, 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 stupid. This is so stupid. Oh, no, it's so stupid. So stupid. And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Very disappointing. Very, very, very.
There was a little part that I thought it was kind of cute. You know, the whole baby, him shooting him up with the baby and the
so
baby
he's fighting with the baby.
And the baby got the fake hand.
You know, it's, you know, a couple of good lines here and there, but it wasn't worth the whole movie, though.
No,
so
it
what
wasn't.
Made it bad is you have small parts, but those small parts doesn't make up
make
for
the
movie a very
better.
Bad
No. It doesn't.
Again, I love the Cubit because I was looking forward to seeing how they would do Cubit. And them racing through the city was really cool that you see in Cuba and how it really is. And they had like pull-up shots from the top with like helicopters and things. you know, helicopter shots from above the city. And
right.
It was, it looked beautiful. But what was going on was just ignorant. Ish. You know, just ignorant.
Like I said, there was and, more
and it's
parts.
Like three times that he driving a car and he just jumps out of the car and rolls on the ground and the car goes somewhere else. And then he hits, he jumps over the fucking submarine. A nuclear submarine.
Yeah,
with
did.
A heat-seeking missile
yeah.
following him.
Like, for real? That
and
really...
then it's blowing up, and then the cars surround him, and he survives.
Yeah, it's not,
he
I mean...
He survives.
It's, like, not really real.
It's just... It was it's it just, was awful.
Yeah.
Awful movie. And you know what? I don't think I've seen an awful movie. I've seen pretty bad movies or not that good movies.
It's this been
was,
a while.
This
it's
was
been
awful.
A while, Michael. It's...
This was awful.
It's been a while, babe. It really has
awful.
Been a while. Cause you,
the other one, that the black movie, Blood of Christ, the one with the black Jesus.
Oh, my. You know how long ago that was?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Ooh, you just brought back some bad memories.
And even, and you know what? Even the cheesy Transformers, I still enjoyed that more. Because I know what I was getting. This, I'm like, I know what you've done in the past. I've seen a lot of them. Hey. I don't mind them. I love the way they drive the cars. It's a real look of the way they driving the cars. This time, they really wasn't driving as much.
Not like it, no. Like
not
I
like
said,
the previous
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the previous
was,
ones
that's what made
really
it so disappointing
good.
And all. So,
and then they brought somebody new into the mix, that young black girl from Game of Thrones.
No, she was in the other one.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
I just
so
don't remember.
She, yeah, you just don't remember. She was there. She was in... She was the tech girl from the last one.
Okay.
So she's just part of that. And then they kept her. And then the Clint Eastwood's son kind of trying to replace the other guy. Let's get another handsome young white boy in there to be with the group.
Yeah, that was, you know, Clint Eastwood's son, like you said.
But, you know, hey, you know, good addition, I guess, if you do it well. So I'm very disappointed by F. Gary Gray because I love... He does directs really good movies, but this one was awful.
I know.
It was so bad I needed to do the review early. Because if not,
no.
I would forget it and said,
not
no
early.
Way.
Let's say midnight.
Yeah.
Because so it was so bad.
It was so bad. So bad. And oh my God. But I have to say it. So if you're listening and you have some plans, if you just don't look at special effects and criticize and see the authenticity of it, easy for me to say, authenticity of how it looks, then you'll love it. And then you see a big submarine chasing cars. And the first thing I would do is go left. Why keep going straight ahead? Oh, no. Here's the other option. Go right. So why the fuck are you going straight ahead and
when
the submarine is going straight
yeah,
ahead?
Yeah, the submarine can't turn. I mean, it was.
And they shooting
were,
missiles
wait,
at
wait,
you.
Wait, wait, then there was the part where they were talking through the glass.
Yeah, so they talking and everybody can hear each other. And they're just talking. And it's just, again, you know, I'm saying, it's just ridiculous. A lot of it was so badly done. And, you know, okay, you're nitpicking, you know. But it's about the excitement. But the excitement was so fake. If the excitement wasn't so fake, then I would have said, "Wow, that was pretty cool."
Right.
Like the one where they, I think that was six, when they was dragging the safe through the city.
Right, right, right.
Oh, that was freaking amazing. I was like, this is so cool. Yeah, but this was just, come on, man, really?
Yeah, because they had what they...
What,
they,
five cars?
No, no, locked on one car.
Five cars
yeah.
locked onto one car.
Yeah.
And he flips all the cars over.
Yeah.
The one
just,
car
that just
flips the five cars over.
That just didn't make no
And then
sense.
He just gets up and runs out of the car.
Yeah, that just
You know,
just
he rolls sense. Out of the car like he always does. And just, oh, it's just ridiculous. But
yeah.
That's the Fast and the Furious. Fate of the Furious.
So that one, so I got to see all my fast cars, but I was disappointed in the cars though.
Because they didn't do a good. They didn't highlight the cars that you can drive. So yeah. Again, they had that Bentley. A Bentley isn't a maneuverable. You don't maneuver a Bentley. Then they had a Jaguar, and the Jaguar wasn't a maneuvering kind of car. He had that. What, the Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lamborghini. That's what it was.
On the ice.
I was
There's no way in hell that Lamborghini has that type of traction. And it was an ugly one at that.
Yes,
and I was like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, they didn't have, the car. I mean, it was just like they just wanted to put the prettiest cars out
there. They wanted to put cars out there. Yeah. Ooh, I like this one. Oh, it's a Bentley. Oh, it's a Lamborghini. Oh, it's a Ferrari. Oh, it's, you know, all of that. And it was just they wanted to put cars in there. Like before, they had cars that could drive.
Yep. That could move.
They put
the
drivable cars, and they had to drive the cars, and that I thought was really great. But no, they didn't do that. They did a couple. I think it was a Toyota. I think it was a what's the other Toyota brand? The Scion.
Yeah,
Scion. The Scion.
Because I was wondering what car that was.
Where did Scion come from?
Yeah, I was wondering. Scion. Yeah. I mean, and then he had the old cars, which he always have the old cars.
Well, he's the GTO or whatever, but he always brings that out.
Yeah.
You know, and then he had a reinforced one.
Yes.
That it was bulletproof and bombs couldn't go through it and so on and
that
so
That was
forth.
On the ice.
Yeah. But, and yeah, that was just,
I mean, there was like.
I am so sorry.
I'm trying to think. Racing to New York? They were racing in New York? I don't think they were racing in New York.
So they was kind of chasing him down a little bit. It didn't go too far in New York.
Yeah, it didn't go too far.
And it may not have been New York. You know,
they
got
to go
cities that look like New York, but they said they was in New York. So that's why it was
limited. The racing and the chasing, and
it wasn't that good this time.
No, it wasn't.
It didn't seem realistic. And then you know, when he took, in Cuba, he took everything off the other car and he threw a...
Well, that was cool, though.
Yeah. That was kind of cool racing through the city.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh, wow, he's racing through the city. But he used an old car.
Yeah.
And
was cool. That was kind of cool.
It was really cool because, you know, that's what
it was.
That's
the cars they have.
Yes, in Cuba. And that makes sense.
So it related to the area. But then he was like, keep your car.
Yeah, keep your car because, you know...
I got your respect.
You know,
I got your respect.
We're family. And you may owe me one day.
Get the fuck out of here. It's like, are you kidding me? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but we had to see it.
So, that's a check off. Saw that one and go from there. So,
had to see it.
So, had to get the review and let you know. And you still probably enjoy it if that's the type of movie you like to see.
I'll give you some real good advice, everybody. Wait till you get to HBO.
Or anywhere else that you don't have
to pay
any
for
money.
It's not worth
the cost. And even if you see it for free, if you like that type of movie, you'll probably still be disappointed.
Yes. Don't pay for it.
Yeah, this is not a pay. Pay or wait. One of the people
I would
that I
tell
deal
you
with in my meetup group, pay or wait. This is a definitely wait.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely wait.
Definitely, definitely. So,
Urban Lifestyle Cafe, that's our movie edition. Had to put that in as well. So got that one out of the way. We still got a couple more that's coming up. And because the Wonder Woman is getting a lot of great reviews.
Yes.
I wanted to see that one anyway. So it's a lot of positive things going on with that. They said they put that one together almost better than the Superman movies. So, and then it was really positive and everything from that. But I've seen a lot of previews and read a lot of reviews. So that's one I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see it as well.
So we're going to check that one out and we'll get back to you. So thank you for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe, bougieblackbrother.com or bougieblackbro on Twitter, or hit my Instagram, my IG, with bougieblackbrother as well. So I kind of promote a couple of those on there, and with my pictures and little videos and going from there. And coffeewomenintech.com. You can get Leisha and Find Black Women, Find BLK.
Yep, BLK.
Woman on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
So check us out, and I hope you enjoyed our short review, because this one is short, and I'm not talking no more about this doggone thing. It will not mention on my mouth again. So thank you very much, and y'all have a great evening.
Say goodbye.